Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. Money in the market on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money in the Market. I'm Hongbin Jung. 2022 was a challenging time for the cryptocurrency industry, with several major crypto players collapsing. And with the recent turmoil in the banking sector, crypto markets have once again been hit. Now more authorities are calling for strict regulations in the crypto space. So how are cryptocurrencies reacting to all of this? And what are the trends do we see amongst investors when it comes to these digital assets? Well, joining me in the studio today is Carney Mak, who's the head of investment of FinTech at FXHB Asset Management. Carney, welcome to the studio.
Welcome. Hi, Hongbin.
Hello. Okay, so as I mentioned in the introduction, 2022 was, of course, a challenging time for crypto markets. I mean, we've seen the collapse of major crypto players, including Terra, Luna, FTX, and so many others. How would you describe the crypto space now?
Oh yeah, indeed. 2022 was a terrible year for cryptocurrency, with the loss of more than $2 trillion in market value. I would say that the crypto space right now is rebuilding its credibility.
Okay.
We could see now the handover of crypto technology and blockchain infrastructure to a more regulated and established institution.
Mm.
In terms of sentiments, everyone's taking a cautious approach, more like a wait-and-see approach.
Okay, a cautious wait-and-see approach. So, you know, we've also seen the recent collapse of several U.S. lenders, including Silicon Valley Bank. So after that collapse, USDC, which is also known as the safest stablecoin, lost its peg to the USD due to the turmoil. How are stablecoins then faring at the moment?
Okay, to be fair, the Silicon Valley Bank was not only to a cryptocurrency issue, as it impacted also the other venture caps and tech firms as well. In the light of these recent events, regulators will definitely increase their scrutiny of stablecoins. Nevertheless, stablecoins are still a vital part of the cryptocurrency ecosystem. Let's not forget the good that it brings to, i.e., you know, the relief aids to Ukraine. There are still definitely some sense of uncertainty in regards to stablecoin. Thus, regulatories, transparency, risk management surrounding stablecoin, as well as industry collaboration, needs more addressing.
Okay. So are more people, would you say, now shifting away from USDC? Are they shifting their attention to other stablecoins, or are they shifting away from stablecoins entirely?
So USDC market cap has dropped more than 50% from its all-time high of nearly $57 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Its rival, USDT, on the other hand, has been hovering around record highs of nearly $80 billion in market cap, reaching the most significant market share since May 2021.
Okay.
USDT now represents 60% of the stablecoin in circulation. We also observed a lot of flow over to the Bitcoin and Ethereum when USDC unpacked. The recent regulatory clampdowns might potentially force several other crypto business to explore alternative solutions, such as to move away from a dollar peg stablecoin in the near future and look at alternative tokens pegged to gold, euros, or Japanese yen.
Okay. So, I mean, it looks like with more authorities and governments pushing for regulations on cryptocurrency, of course, the crypto space is now on tenterhooks. So how has that rocked the crypto prices?
I see regulatories positively as long as they don't cap innovation.
Okay.
On one hand, it protects the retail interest. On the other hand, it provides more clarity for institutions to participate. I would say that investors in general are cautiously bullish about the market, especially in the month of April, which is usually bullish for risky assets, with BTC chunking up gains in six of the past 10 years, averaging a return of 17%.
Okay. But, you know, amid this backdrop, when there are more regulations that come about, it's common to see people deter away, move away from it. So what are some of the current trends that you're seeing in the current crypto market? Are more people deterring away from cryptocurrencies, or are there more inflows to cryptocurrencies? What's going on here?
Okay, majority of investors that went in last year are still nursing their losses and waiting for the price to recover. However, you do see them starting to get involved and educated in different verticals of cryptocurrencies, such as DeFi, GameFi, and NFT. Statistically, there are an increasing number of people joining the crypto community, but in terms of the real investment size, smaller ticket investment and volume compared to 2022.
Oh, okay, okay. Then despite global economies trying to regulate and crack down on cryptocurrencies, Hong Kong shows desire to be a crypto hub with new regulations. I know you've just recently came back from Hong Kong. Why this push from Hong Kong? What kind of opportunities lie there?
Okay, in general, I personally think that Hong Kong once is thrown back as Asia's top financial center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, firstly, being the crypto heart of Asia.
Okay.
With Hong Kong's introduction of a more relaxed regulatory environment for cryptocurrency, mm-hmm. I foresee top crypto exchange establishing their base in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
With that, more crypto-based asset management firm venture capital will follow suit.
Mm-hmm.
Attracting more capital into the country will in turn lead to draw more startups, Web3-related talents to be based in Hong Kong.
Mm.
This will result into a more prosperous local virtual assets and Web3 ecosystem.
Okay, okay. So then what is the future like for crypto?
In my opinion, I firmly believe that until the day that cryptocurrency moves from just pure trading
mm-hmm.
to businesses and services running on it, we are still very early.
Mm-hmm.
Just as it took the dot-com bubble bursting in the early 2000s to hand over the future of internet to a more durable companies like Google and, you know, Apple, business models and use case do give cryptocurrency mm-hmm. industry a bit more time to mature
okay,
in this space.
Okay.
I look forward to more cryptocurrency framework in place, removing all the bad actors. Once the rules of the playing field are defined, we are all set for another round of excitement and innovation.
Okay, sounds exciting. But of course, though, uncertainty that continues to remain in the crypto space. Any advice for those holding or looking to invest in crypto? Is there a safe way to invest in these digital assets?
The best way of investing is always to get educated.
Right.
Not on Bitcoin alone, but on the blockchain as a whole. That is the underlying technology that is revolutionizing most of the IT infrastructures in the world, along with artificial intelligence.
Mm.
Understanding this disruptive technology behind cryptocurrency will allow you to better differentiate the use case of each and every cryptocurrency that is trying to solve before you select which digital assets you're keen to involve in.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the safest way to participate from a Singapore standpoint will be to trade on a DPT licensed crypto exchange or any CMS licensed fund that has exposure to digital assets.
Okay, okay. Well, thank you for that advice and thank you for joining me in the studio today.
Likewise.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Carney Mak, who is the head of investment of FinTech at FXHB Asset Management. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.